might sue the weather app company. Get trapped in an overcrowded metro train that stunk of body odor for 40 minutes due to a power problem? Check. Go on a 3-hour apartment hunt that resulted in 2 blistered feet and 0 leads? Check. After such a hellish day, I wanted to cancel my day with Todd, but I'd already postponed twice, once for a rescheduled study group, the other when I was feeling under the weather, and I hadn't wanted to leave him hanging again. So I sucked it up and showed up, only to get stood up. The universe had a sense of humor, all right, and it was a shitty one. I finished the rest of my drink and flagged down the bartender. "Can I get the check, please?" Happy hour had just started, but I couldn't wait to go home and curl up with the 2 real loves of my life. Netflix and Ben and Jerry's never let me down. It's already covered. When my eyebrows shot up, the bartender tilted her head toward a table of preppy-looking 20-something guys in the corner, likely consultants based on their outfits. One of them, a Clark Kent lookalike in a gingham shirt, raised his glass and smiled at me. "Courtesy of Clark the consultant." I stifled a laugh, even as I raised my own glass and smiled back at him. So I wasn't the only one who thought he looked like Superman's alter ego. Clark the consultant saved me from eating instant ramen for dinner, so cheers to him. That was $16 I could keep in my bank account, though I left a tip anyway. I used to work in the food service industry, and it made me obsessive about overtipping. No one dealt with more assholes on a consistent basis than service workers. I finished my free drink and kept my eyes locked on Clark the consultant, whose gaze swept appreciatively over my face, hair, and body. I didn't believe in false humility. I knew I looked good, and I knew if I walked over to that table right now, I could soothe my bruised ego with more drinks, compliments, and maybe an orgasm or two later if he knew what he was doing. Tempting, but no. I was too exhausted to go through with the whole hookup song and dance. I turned away, but not before catching the flash of disappointment on his face. To his credit, Clark the consultant understood the implied message. "Thank you for the drink, but I'm not interested in taking things further," and didn't try to approach me, which was more than I could say for most men. I slung my bag over my shoulder and was about to grab my coat from the hook beneath the bar when a deep, cocky drawl sent every hair on the back of my neck on end.
"Hey, JR."
2 words. That was all it took to trigger my fight or flight reaction. Honestly, it was a Pavlovian response at this point. When I heard his voice, my blood pressure skyrocketed. Every single time. And the day just keeps getting better. My fingers tightened around my bag strap before I forced them to relax. I would not give him the satisfaction of provoking any discernible reaction from me. With that in mind, I took a deep breath, rearranged my features into a neutral expression, and slowly turned around, where I was greeted with the world's most unwelcome sight to go along with the world's most unwelcome sound. Josh fucking Chen. All 6 feet of him. Clad in dark jeans and a white button-down shirt that was just fitted enough to show off his muscles. No doubt he planned it that way. He probably spent more time on his appearance than I did, and I wasn't exactly low maintenance. Merriam-Webster should stamp his face next to the word vain. The worst part was, Josh was technically good-looking. Thick dark hair, high cheekbones, sculpted body. All the things I was a sucker for, if they weren't attached to an ego so large it required its own zip code. "Hi, Joshy," I cooed, knowing how much he hated the nickname. I could thank Ava, my best friend, and Josh's sister for that gold nugget of information. Annoyance sparked in his eyes, and I smiled. The day was looking up already. To be fair, Josh was the one who'd insisted on calling me JR first. It was short for Jessica Rabbit, the cartoon character. Some people might take it as a compliment, but when you are a redhead with double D's, the constant comparison got old fast. And he knew it.